South Alabama is home to many of the state's tourist attractions, the USS Alabama battleship, Dauphin Island, and of course the beaches. But now there's something new on the horizon.
This is our brew house. It's a 10-barrel brew house. To the left is the mash tun, to the right is the boiler. And that's
Michelle and Brian Kane help run Fairhope Brewing Company.
We all really love beer. When Brian and I moved back from Alaska, we'd been in the Pacific Northwest for 5 years. We knew that the craft beer industry was huge. It was a way to, you know, a culture almost up there. Came down here and we noticed that the laws had changed. Kind of decided that we needed to start a brewery.
And the Fairhope Brewery sort of stands out in a crowd in the Mobile area. It's the only one in the state south of Montgomery. That's something Michelle wishes would change.
Well, we had a good quote come from somebody that said that craft breweries are not in competition until every craft brewery is not selling everything that they make, which is exactly what we're doing, and it's what every brewery around the state is doing.
As beer flows through a tube into a plastic bucket to ferment, it's easy to see suds aren't the only thing brewing in Fairhope. They bring people in with their product, but they also have live music and a friendly atmosphere. That's what brought in taproom regular Mitch Johnston, who says it's the sense of community that keeps him coming back.
I come every Thursday. It's always exciting. It's when the house gets packed. Owners are great. And everybody knows your name.
But for those Alabama beer fans who haven't ventured to their local brewery, beer makers are prepared to come to you.
What are you trying right now?
Lazy Magnolia Jefferson Stout.
And how is that?
It's excellent beer. It's sweet potatoes and...
The second annual Top of the Hops Festival in Orange Beach attracted craft brewers from all over the country to come and show what they can do. That includes seven breweries from Alabama. This is where we meet Gabe Harris, the president of Free the Hops.
When I go places and I talk to everybody I talk to, when they go to different cities, they look, okay, what is the local beer?
His group was instrumental in changing many of the laws here. He says there's actually a movement to establish an Alabama beer trail, and Harris says this is something the state can hang its hat on.
And so it's a definite draw for people to kind of to come in and bring people to Alabama.
Talking to the people here, it's easy to see how beer tourism could really take off.
I think people are excited that they have beer that they can kind of spend their money on, and it's going to somebody close by.
Kirsten Gentry is from Mobile.
I think it just lets people know that there's a lot of new stuff out there and that there are a lot of things that they might want to try that they didn't know that they were interested in.
I love beers, all kinds of beers, the different tastes, flavors.
Roger Matthews lives in Pensacola, Florida, and beer is one of the reasons he travels.
And I love the taste of different breweries. Sometimes we drive around different parts of the country and just to try their beers.
We met Bo Hicks earlier in our series. He runs Druid City Brewing. Today he's mingling with fellow brewers and letting locals get a taste of his beer.
It's fabulous for us. Even though we won't be in this lower Alabama market for probably a year, just having people try our product and get it in the consciousness of the consumer, and also being able to talk shop with our friends, which really have helped us out more than we could say.
The craft beer industry is growing so rapidly, there are even stores that heavily promote it, like Bebo's Spring Hill Market in Mobile.
Got three from Good People. I've got... several from Straight to Ale in Huntsville.
Mary Pettit is the manager.
I've got Blue Pants from Madison, Alabama. I've got two of those. They're doing great. I think this is a big movement right now is to drink locally.
And the festival scene is not only limited to the coast. Throughout the year, craft beer drinkers make their way across the state to try the new offerings from breweries. This weekend in Tuscaloosa is the Alabama Brew Fest. Bill Lloyd is one of the organizers, and he says craft beer culture is spreading everywhere.
Particularly in the state of Alabama, where it's expanding just tremendously. We probably have as many breweries opening in Alabama as we do anywhere else in the country. And so we're trying to showcase those Alabama breweries. That's the name, the Alabama Brew Fest.
Festivals like the Alabama Brew Fest and Top of the Hops are popping up all over the state. So all interested parties can see for themselves what's brewing in Alabama. I'm Stan Ingold. APR News in Tuscaloosa.